Gaming 21 was an interesting gimmick for many FPL managers, for those who had either Nunes or Diogo Jota or even Pedro Porro and Richarlison. It was not so great for Saka captainers, but those who captain Palmer surely enjoyed those that penalty goal and sweet 10 points, if I'm not mistaken, in their teams. And though it was, you know, a beautiful gimmick for many, it just feels like it's been almost a month ago since we saw FPL, because if I'm not mistaken, I recorded the last FPL podcast on the 10th of January, and today is the 29th, so that is roughly close to 20 days. And in that period, we have had about 4 AFCON fantasy episodes here. So, I don't know, should I be happy we are back? Yeah, I guess we are back. Welcome to the FPL Manor Podcast Show. This is your host speaking, the FPL Manor. My name is Walu. And basically, I'm talking about all you need to know for ahead of the next game we're coming, that is starting on Tuesday, tomorrow. And I'm giving you updates concerning each team. I'll try and stay more on the fantasy side because there are a lot of updates that have happened. So managers are leaving their clubs by the end of season, and some other news that are coming from double game weeks and the blanks. I'll try and discuss more on this and give you highlights on what you should do ahead of your teams coming up in this next game week on this Tuesday. Stay tuned for more. We will be right back. Thanks for staying tuned. We are back. So, how did your Gaming 21 team perform? How did you do? How did you perform? Did you score close to the average? Did you perform above the average points of at least 47 points I'm seeing here? If you didn't, don't beat yourself up. I did not do too well. I got a total of 44 points from a team of 9 players. I decided to ignore my transfers and bench Salah and Son because I had a feeling either or one of them will be back soon, or, you know, they might be back soon. And I basically just rested even Trent as well. So I ended up playing 9 players and got only 44 points. Big thanks to Saka not scoring, who was my captain in the 5-goal win. Basically blanked as well, getting only 3 points. A goal with a clean sheet point and 2 points, so it was rough because 25k ranking, we are now down to 64k. And considering how consistent my season has been going, this is a big dip. I will need to rise back to the occasion and see how we get better going into other gimmicks ahead. How did your team perform? Let me know in the comment section or in the replies to this podcast, or just tweet at me and I'll see a review of your team. So before we get into it, how are we going to categorize our episode today so I don't speak out of context and stay within a 15 to 20 minute time frame? First of all, we're going to talk about the double gimmicks and blanks coming using spreadsheets from our FPL analyst on Twitter, Ben Krillin's spreadsheet, to be able to demystify or try to break down what he's telling us ahead of the doubles and blanks. We'll talk about potential players to consider. You know, Jota had the brace, Nunes had these three options, Liverpool and Man City might have a double in 25. When do we play our chips? When is the best time to actually play our chips? And some other potential differentials based on features and so on and so forth. Yeah. But before I get into this properly, I would just love to go through my bookmarks on Twitter because there's a lot of shenanigans that are going on in the world of football. So firstly, we got news from Liverpool's current manager Jurgen Klopp on 26th of January saying that he has announced a decision to step down as Liverpool's manager at the end of season and has informed the club on his decision to leave. And this was heartbreaking and shattering to many Liverpool fans and basically Premier League, you know, Premier League watchers and fans in general, because Klopp has been here for at least 8 years. This will be his 9th season and he's leaving. So sad to go, but we wish him the best and of luck in the ahead. So along with Klopp, news have come up that Xavi from Barcelona has left. I mean, he's not a Premier League coach, but with the other news that Thomas Tuchel might be leaving Bayern at the end of season, Arteta reportedly about to leave, not officially per se, but we are seeing news about that. leaving Arsenal at the end of season. Mourinho has already left Roma. So why are managers leaving? Why are they leaving? Why are they going to? Is there something we're not aware of that they are trying to kind of dodge ahead or get ahead of the curve? I don't know. So, but I believe that'll be just for another day, because this is a fantasy episode, so we have to stick to our fantasy picks. So from the first of many updates, if you don't know by now, Erling Haaland is back in training. He didn't feature for Man City in the FA Cup game. Pep said that he's not ready, but he's close. However, Pep also gave more news that it was his bone. No, the first time Pep said it was not a fracture, but now Pep has come to say that it was his bone. We thought it was a little bit less, but in the end, it was a fracture of the bone, and he estimated it to be 6 to 8 weeks. The bone needs time to heal, and the 8 weeks will be ending by next weekend. So Haaland might see some minutes, but looking at how Pep is going to manage him, it seems like Erling Haaland might not be playing regular 90 minutes like he used to. So just get that in, get that behind you very soon. We also have news of Salah being injured during the AFCON games, where he was told that he could return with his nation Egypt to play in the semis and the final of the AFCON if they go that far. However, coming off the AFCON game where DR Congo just won Egypt on penalties, Egypt are definitely out, and Salah is not returning back to his country to perform or participate for them in the AFCON anymore, at least not this edition. So that means we have Salah out for 3 to 4 weeks, and he will definitely not be back even for game week 25. When's game 25? We'll get more on that. He'll not be back for game 22. I'm going to be 23 coming up this weekend, so that is for sure. So other players that are injured from Liverpool are Thiago, Bajetic, Eva Thiago. I think I saw Thiago, a picture of Thiago in training. Simicast is set to be ready in 2 weeks. Trent featured in the weekend, this weekend in the FA Cup game, and got some minutes. Szoboszlai is in contention for next weekend's game, and Robertson and Curtis Jones are back for Liverpool. Lots of injury updates, but I'll just stick to this for now. Now let's move into FPL. I'm close to 5 minutes in. I have not started FPL in. Okay, this time was 10 minutes. Let's start talking about FPL. So thanks to Ben Krillin here, who has been following updates on FPL so far. I have been a wool on updates on FPL. I've just been AFCON this, AFCON that. So now that we're back to FPL, let me just borrow some wisdom from Ben Krillin, who has done a kind of a spreadsheet showing the confirmed possible blanks and double gimmicks from now to game week 29. So from now till game week 25 is the most likely double game we're going to have coming up soon. And the confirmed double gimmicks we have in game 25 are: one, Brentford will be facing Liverpool and Man City. Man City will be facing Chelsea and Brentford. That's a confirmed double game. However, according to Ben Krillin, we have a likely 90% chance of Luton Town getting a double game week against Manchester United and Liverpool, while Liverpool might have a double game week against Brentford and Luton Town. So those are double game weeks coming up very, very soon. When is game 25? Let me borrow some wisdom from our FPL app or website. Game 25 is going to be on the 17th of February, shortly after the Valentine's Day period. That is after the Champions League Valentine's period. Valentine's games will be having the double games coming up then. So what decisions are we going to make? We'll talk about that very soon. Still on double gamings, we have some unlikely double gamings about to happen. 15% chance of them happening in game 27. We'll see Luton Town get another double against Aston Villa and Bournemouth, or Bournemouth gets a double against Burnley versus Luton Town. So I believe that game that got cancelled a few weeks ago for Luton Town Burnley will be pushed. So that either 27 or probably 28. That's what it's looking like here. And yeah. So thank you, Ben Krillin, for your wisdom. I really appreciate it. It's given me a lot of time to breathe in some FPL knowledge I have missed out on for the last 20 days thereabouts. So we might have doubles coming up for Gaming 25, that is on 17th. What do we do before then? Definitely the plan is obviously to wild card for 24 or play our wild card 24 to bring in players that will double in 25 and probably triple captain the likes of Salah or Haaland if they're 100% fit. However, there is some fears on Haaland being 100% fit and playing the two games back to back with Pep managing his minutes, as I mentioned, for the old bone fracture thing. So I'm not sure if Haaland is going to be the best triple captain, but on paper against Chelsea and Brentford is still looking very good. KDB came back from an injury and from the bench against Newcastle in game 21 was quite instrumental. In 29 minutes of play, he had an assist and a goal, and he's in contention to get more minutes going forward. However, he's still not a regular starter, and we need to know if he gets better minutes before game 25 to consider him a captain worthy option or a triple captain worthy option or whatever option you might consider. So those are the possible double games. Double games, yes. So for blanks, we might have a few blanks in 26 as well. Gambit 26, which is on which day now? Looking at FPL website, Gambit 26 will fall on the 24th of February. So we have some confirmed blanks for Gambit 26. Some confirmed blanks. And one of these blanks include Liverpool. Liverpool will not be playing in Gambit 26. Liverpool will not be playing game 26. It will be Liverpool, Luton Town will not be playing game 26. And Tottenham and Chelsea will not also be playing in game 26. So how do we plan? A lot of planning to be done, but I will not spend too much time here. I'm just sharing the knowledge that is basically online. If you want to see more on this, just search at Ben Krillin on Twitter and he has all the information. You can check it out there. What are the players to consider for game 22? Game 22 is just a few hours away. It's basically tomorrow, Tuesday of, which day is that? Tuesday 30th of January. So what decision should we make ahead of this schedule coming up? So let's look at the schedule quickly. Tuesday 30th, we have Nottingham Forest, Arsenal, like the early kickoff there on the Tuesday evening. Nottingham Forest, Arsenal, Fulham, Everton, Luton Town, Brighton, Crystal Palace, Sheffield United, Aston Villa, Newcastle. Then on Wednesday, Man City, Burnley, Spurs versus Brentford, Liverpool, Chelsea, and West Ham, Bournemouth, Wolves, and Manchester United on Thursday. So, looking at the schedule here, players I would love to target based on features. Probably I want to get another Brighton player in my team, or if I don't have a Brighton player, I want to get a Brighton player in my team as they play Luton Town away from home. Easy on paper, won't be easy to play against Luton at home. Nonetheless, Brighton are sort of on form. They are on good form, actually. I said sort of. They are on good form. I think their last game against Sheffield United, the FA Cup game, they won 5-2 with João Pedro scoring a hat-trick. So, obviously, players to target here is Estupiñán and Pascal Gross, who many have tipped as one of the best midfielders for Brighton, and probably João Pedro as well. So, those are players to target. Then, some players features on people that look obviously easy is the Man City Burnley game. However, there are issues around Will Foden gets much more game time with KDB back and create more assists and score a few goals. How does KDB fit back in? Haaland returning, will he start that game? Will he play some minutes on the bench? We are still not sure. So Man City fans have tipped him not to start the game and get like a 25% chance of starting. We'll wait to see. So Man City Burnley is an easy feature to target, but in terms of minutes, probably Rodri, Ederson, Kai Walker are the sure options, even though they're not like the best fantasy options. But yeah, nonetheless, another feature I like to target is Liverpool Chelsea. Manager is set to leave very soon, and it will be nice to respond strongly in the next Premier League game to win against Chelsea. No Salah, but we have Jota, we have Nunez, so I have so many good players that could step up to the stage to help Liverpool get a solid win against Chelsea. So let's see how that goes. Trent is also back in training, so Trent is a good option. Jota and probably Nunez as my final pick. Then one of the last games I'll touch here based on games I would love to target will be any one of West Ham, Bournemouth, Kudus is back. Bowen could be a better option now against Bournemouth, or Crystal Palace, Sheffield United. A lot of fantasy scouts, experts have tipped Eberechi Eze to kind of do better at home on penalties, potential penalties against Sheffield United, who are leaky at the back. So that's a game I would love to target their players. Now, I don't have a lot of statistics here, but I can quickly just check on Draft Hound for expected points for each of these players and mention them before the episode runs to an end. The aim is to spend 20 minutes or less. So let's quickly just look at our teams and mention top captain picks ahead of for the next game week. So looking at my team, I kind of did some early transfers. I brought in KDB when it was 10.3, so his price has gone up a few more times. It's now 10.6. So that's a good rise for me, I guess. However, the question now is how many minutes will KDB play? I sort of took out Trent early. I'm not confident in that decision because I knew he'll be back by the end of the 20 day span, close to 3 weeks that we were waiting for FPL to return. But somehow I just figure out that Pedro Porro is better in terms of EO and consistency. And not like Liverpool can't do better against Chelsea, but I personally would prefer Pedro Porro. Trent could come back in on a wild card ahead of game 25. So that's the initial plan for now. There. So that's what my team looks like. I still have some money in the bank, but I'm tempted to bring Haaland in if he's going to start. Honestly, I'm actually about to click Haaland to come in soon, but there's no assurance that he's going to start the game. So let's see how that goes. I don't know if I'll take him minus four though, but I'm really interested in, to know if he's available to play Burnley. It'll be key. The only issue now is that Pep's conference will come out all on Wednesday, so we might not have information on Monday today. Probably we'll see some information on Tuesday before the deadline, because managers usually do their pressers a day before the play. So let's see. Might get some information to know if Haaland is 100% available. So yeah. So looking at Draft Hound for some stats also to work with in terms of captaincy. So let's look at captain options. In terms of captaincy, I'm targeting. This week is tricky. We don't have your regular Salahs and Haaland that are your permanent captain to just leave the armband on. So you're actually just going to go to your guts and predictions and statistics. On paper here in my team, Richarlison actually gets the armband for this week. There have been articles talking about Richarlison converting the fewest amount of shots in Premier League so far, and I've seen a lot of threads on that. His minutes have improved with Son out, and there's rumors of him about to take penalties. I don't know. I've never seen him take penalty for Tottenham, but there are rumors of him taking penalties. Although Maddison is back, but that's what I've been seeing in everyone podcast and some other places. So Charleston among my top captains. Current form is 8.0 on the FPL website, and he's priced at 7 million. I think with an ownership of 12%, he's a good differential captain for this week where everything looks so sparring. Bukayo Saka is a good captain option as well. My only issue is he has not scored a goal since game week 14. That was against Wolves. He has not been consistent and he has not been getting us points. So I will have to shift him to the back and probably get a Liverpool player for a better captaincy option against Chelsea. I think that's a game I would love to captain the likes of Jota or Nunes if I had any of them in my team. So those are good captaincy options. Then we cannot ignore the Man City game against Burnley. Foden is a good option to captain. Question is how many minutes will he play? Will he get outshined with KDB's return? Will Haaland start the game? It's a lot of unsecure decisions to make around Man City right now. But Foden is still a very good pick on paper, and I will back him up to get us managers fantasy points. Going to Draft Hound and end the episode very soon with my team review. Let's look at the players ranking here and look at these players I mentioned who is projected to get X amount of points in this week. So that's what I'm doing right now. So Richarlison is projected to get about 5.8 points. That's expected points for this week. Looking at Foden is projected to get 7.2 points, so that's a little bit more higher against Charleston thanks to the fixture he's playing. Bukayo Saka, who is projected to get how many points and draft down 5.7 points closer to Richarlison, and the last option there will be a Liverpool player. So let's go with Jota. Jota is projected to get how many points? Diogo Jota is projected to get 6.9 points against Chelsea. Wow, that's insane. So those are just the top captaincy picks based on projection and how they might perform this coming game week. Decisions for my team. This is what my team looks like now. I'm going with the 3-4-3. I have 2 transfers in the bank, and I mentioned I made some moves for Trent out to Pedro and KDB in for Salah. However, I'm still not confident in taking Trent out, but I just had to before, but that was like 2 weeks ago, 7 days ago. So it was early transfer. So I don't know. Trent punishes me, I'll accept it. But I'm kind of interested in seeing if I can play my wildcard now. Instead of aiming 24, I'm not sure. It's tricky. We have a little bit more information to work with now, but I feel like where my team is preparing for the second half of the season, I am engulfed in actually playing my wild card. Just that the only issue now is that I've not created a form of draft. And the only issue also is like, if I play my wild card now, how do I don't know, navigate those doubles and blanks game week? We still have double game 37, that is 5 weeks ahead after all the FA Cup games are done. So I don't know if I should jump on it now and just maximize, you know, the Jotas and what have you into my team. I'll probably take Saka out or something. So yeah, I need to sit down and rethink what kind of step I'll take. But for now, this is how my team looks like. I still have Areola in goal, Kai Walker, Pedro Porro, and Kobe. I'm not expecting much from Kobe, but he forms the back three. KDB, Richarlison, Bukayo Saka, Palmer in front four, then Solanke, Watkins, and I'll just bring in Haaland whenever he's ready. So let's bring in Haaland. There's like 9 million in the blank. Haaland comes in. I don't know if I can captain him, but Haaland comes in. If he gets a surprise start, it's nothing I can do. Yeah, on the bench, I still have Dubravka, Igor, who is available now starting. If Igor is 100% available now, and Haaland doesn't play, he could replace Haaland. So, Bea on the bench, and Son. I still have Son on my bench. I've not sold Son. I don't know. I just feel like Son at the 90% energy when he comes back, I would love to have him like starting regularly for me. I love this team, however, no Liverpool, so that is my concern. I don't have a single Liverpool player. I don't know whether I should have brought in Nunes instead of Haaland. I don't believe in Nunes though, so I don't know. It is what it is, mate. Thank you for tuning into this short-ish podcast. It was not supposed to be more than 20 minutes, but here we are, we have exceeded our time. Thank you for tuning in once more. Follow me for more fantasy questions. Send me a DM on my Twitter account or Instagram account at the FPM Manor, and I would make my best to answer it on time. Follow me for AFCON fantasy content if you need. You guys are very insane here. I've been getting close to 40 plays per episode, 81 plays on one of my recent episodes, and you guys are the best. Thank you so much for supporting and also getting involved in this, my talk show with myself, every once in a while. See you next week. May your arrows be green. Have a good night. Rest. And bye-bye.